Let's talk about 7 tips to help struggling mathematicians. 2016, I want to say. Hello, and welcome to Making Number Sense Make Sense, a podcast for elementary teachers, specifically early elementary teachers, looking to really make an impact in the number sense of their students. Something you may not know about me is I'm actually a weightlifter. I have been lifting weights since 2016, I want to say. And let me tell you, the first time I walked into a gym, the 2.5 5-pound weights were might as well have been 100. But I kept going because it was a rough year and I just needed a way to decompress. And for me, it became a escape kind of. And it's crazy when people say that because I never thought I'd be the person to be like, I really enjoy going to the gym. But now it's kind of like me time. Nobody's bothering me. Put my headphones in, get in the zone. And I'm doing things I never thought I would do, like squatting with a barbell, deadlifting more than my own weight. I never thought that that's something that I would be able to do. But when you keep doing something, you get used to it, you get stronger. And that's exactly what these 7 tips will help your students do. Now, these tips will help any student, but what you're doing with implementing these 7 tips is giving them opportunities to make the connections between what you're saying and the concepts stronger, such that they'll be able to pull from them and develop deeper understandings about what you're saying. Enough chatting to the tips. Now, I'm sure that as early elementary teachers, a lot of these might be things that you are already doing, but you can consider adding 1 or 2 new things to your repertoire to help students really remember and develop a deeper understanding of the concepts that you're working on. The first one is to use manipulatives. Manipulatives are the concrete, the first representation that your students need. And as kids get older, a lot of times those concrete manipulatives fade off. But a go-to, if a student is struggling, make it concrete, make it things that they can touch and feel and move and use to support their thinking. The next is to involve emotion. If what you're talking about is so far removed, kids can't see any connection, and they're already struggling, it's kind of an opportunity for them to check out and not consider what you're saying at all. Especially if you have students who struggle with attention, students who are learning a new language, there can be a lot going on that you're just saying to them that can go over their head. So if you involve emotions and stories and bring the concepts to life, it can help students remember and use what you're talking about. And in that same vein, you want to use all the systems that students know to take in information, to process information. Your working memory is not necessarily something that all students can access for whatever reason. So you're going to want to speak, yes, auditory, but also auditory in terms of music, sing songs, poems, things that rhyme, things that they can hear that they can remember. Include movement. So it might be small movements, fine motor movements, or big movements to bring that together and again, build that muscle, build those connections. So with our auditory, we're going to sing it, say it, and repeat it. And I don't just mean repeat the same thing over and over. There are things that kids need to hear repeated often to kind of get the flow. I've shared before that since I was an immersion teacher, I had 2 classes. So I would have 1 class that I would do math and science with in the morning, and then I'd switch with my partner teacher. And then we'd have another class that would do the same thing as the first class, math and science again. So I was doing the same lesson twice every day, and counting to 100 every day twice was rough. I was just over it. I didn't want to do it anymore. But the kids needed to hear the number sequence over and over to really get it. Just like the alphabet song, just like any other song, kids might not be able to remember a number name, but they can sing for you entire songs because that's something that helps them. It's a way for them to remember. So when you can, leverage singing, repeating in your classroom. Another is to use fingers. Fingers are a great tool for math. There's already 10 of them, which goes with our base 10 system, and it's 10 manipulatives that they won't ever lose. And studies have shown that students who are really proficient with making finger patterns when they're younger, that even when they're not using fingers, the same area of the brain that lights up when they're using fingers will still light up even when they don't need to use them anymore. So fingers are definitely something that you can encourage your struggling mathematicians to use. The next is to get moving, whether that be standing instead of sitting, or if you're using a number line or addition and subtraction, you're having kids hop forward and hop back. They can see, visually see a student hopping forward and backward to see the spaces, and the person who's actually doing the hopping can feel the distance. So you're not just using your fingers to count, which you definitely should. So on top of using their fingers to count, they might use their whole body for counting. You can even use this when you are rote counting for every group of 10, have a new movement. So maybe you're clapping from 1 to 10, you're jumping from 11 to 20 to bring in the auditory, the visual, the movement, and so on. And the last thing that you want to try and do, the last kind of tip to help struggling learners is to get them talking. Talking about what they're seeing, talking about their strategies. Word problems can be really difficult for kids, but if they have somebody to talk through it with, that can help them with their processing. And if you have students who speak another language, especially if they're explaining, it can be helpful to allow them to explain to their partner in their home language so that they can focus on the math that you're doing instead of trying to figure out what word they need to say to explain themselves. So sentence frames can help with talking if you're wanting those students to speak in English, but sometimes you just need to let them go in the language that they prefer to help solidify their understanding. So to recap, the 7 tips were to use manipulatives, involve emotions, use a lot of systems, sing it, say it, repeat it, use fingers, get students moving, and get students talking. Now, hearing these tips, you might already be doing some, but I want you to think about one that you might want to add to your repertoire. And if you don't feel comfortable singing yourself, there are tons and tons of videos that you might want to use on YouTube for any math concept that you can think of. I hope those tips were helpful, and I will catch you next time.